Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hammer Time. Good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN, as we have in studio today the Papas, Katie and Ron from National Fire Adjusters, and we're going to be talking about insurance claims related to the storm and, of course, in general, what you should know about your homeowner's insurance and how important it is to be up to date with that. Before we begin the show, though, I just want to encourage everybody to keep front and center in your mind the climate change proposal that's coming down the thruway and down our throats. The only way we can stop it, folks, is by you contacting your state assembly and state senators and voice your opinion against it. If you don't, it's going to happen, and then we're going to regret it later. So take that advice. Call your state assembly and state senators' offices and complain about the climate change proposals that are right in front of us here. The earliest is in 2027, new residential construction will have to be electric. And in 2030, you won't be able to buy a gas appliance. So it's close, and we need to stop it. And only you can do that by contacting your state representatives. With that, we'll switch gears. I promised myself I would mention that every week going forward here because of how important it is. I don't know if you've been following it all, Ron, but and Katie, but the one piece of the population that's most upset about it is chefs, because they don't want to have to cook on electric. They want to continue to cook on gas. Anyway, as we shift gears to our topic, the storm did a lot of property damage to homes based on the fierceness of the wind, I think, primarily in this storm. In other storms, it was the weight of the snow. But now this one was a windstorm, and I think that that led to a lot of structural failure.
Yes, Dominic, that's correct. But the major thing that we're seeing, though, are water lines that froze.
Yes.
And normally what happens is you're home or you're in your business, the water line freezes, you can turn it off, and away you go. But quite a few businesses, universities, other locales, they weren't able to get access to their property. So the water lines froze, yes. Water's running, there's no turnoff. There's one university that we're representing, where they were trying to explain to campus security how to turn the water off using FaceTime in
there. Yeah.
And so you got water running for hours or days.
Wow.
So we're still getting calls by hundreds of people that had water lines break. And normally a water line breaks and it's kind of isolated. But Katie, you've seen it where you had 8 or 9 breaks in the same building going on at the same time.
Yeah, and sprinkler systems as well. That's been absolutely detrimental to a lot of commercial properties too. Mm-hmm.
So in the residential setting, the idea here that a homeowner should be aware of is wind is primarily the culprit for waterline freezing, because the drafts that would then concentrate a nozzle of air, if you will, of freezing cold air against a waterline, especially if it's close to the outside edge of the basement, and that concentrated airflow could freeze a waterline. And once a waterline breaks, the damage, of course, is huge, but then the repair costs are big too.
Right, and you have to get access to it and everything else, but you're exactly right, because unfortunately most of the waterline breaks we see are involving the top floor. You're going to have more wind, more access to it, and then it's running all the way down and cascading, whether it be in homes, businesses, churches, et cetera, hotels.
We always talk about calamities being an eye-opener for what we need to be aware of around our homes as far as what we might be missing, and in this case, what we might be missing in coverage, and what we might be missing in proper insulation levels to avoid a claim. So storms always kind of bring an issue front and center. And I think front and center for our discussion today should be, what does a homeowner need to be mindful of when they're renewing their homeowner's insurance policies? Because what we found, and correct me if I'm wrong, that COVID inflation had to be adjusted into home values when you renew your homeowner's insurance.
Well, yeah, we're seeing essentially the increased cost of construction.
Right.
It's playing a huge role in determining then the replacement cost value for people's homes, and then in turn causing their premiums to increase exponentially.
Well, sure. You know, if the home's value is higher, then the cost of insurance will relate to that.
Yes, and the market value as well. That also played a role in helping to determine the true value of property as well.
I'm going to give you some homework, Katie and Ron, for perhaps the next time you're going to be on. There's a rumor about that the state's method of enforcement of the switch away from natural gas appliances is going to be with homeowners insurance policies. Have you heard anything about that?
It doesn't make any sense. The only way you'd have it is if you had a loss in your home, and now you have a gas appliance, and you can't use that. You got to transform that now to electric.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a loss in your home, and your home covers, as Katie just said, the increased cost of construction due to code and ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to do it, not because it's required by New York State law, but it's required now for the rebuilding because of an insured peril, mm-hmm. then that would be covered.
Right.
But to just say categorically that if you're going to make the change and that's covered by insurance is absurd, because it's not caused by a covered cause of loss. The state mandate on itself without a peril is not a covered cause of loss.
Interesting, because what I had heard, actually, it was a caller from a couple weeks ago that made the call to us that enlightened me about this, that was going to be the vehicle for policing whether a home has been electrified or not. Is there still a gas appliance present? And therefore, if there is, that a renewal could be subject to denial.
Well, I don't know about that, but all I'm saying is in order for it to be covered by a homeowner's policy, you have to have a covered cause of loss,
sure.
i.e. a fire, a water line break, something.
I follow you. Yeah.
The municipality has to enforce the code, and then you have to go ahead and do
Maybe
it.
Maybe you could do some research on that for us,
sure,
and let me know if that's indeed true, that's how they're going to enforce this.
Sure, and the other thing I wanted to add is that quite a few homeowners' policies won't even cover the increased cost of code. You have to buy that as a special endorsement or an add-on.
Well, that's another whole issue here, because in order to adapt to the requirements of electrifying your home and making it 100% electric, you're probably going to need more service coming into your building. And that's going to increase cost to do that.
And also your policy for increased cost of construction is limited under most homeowners policies to about, Katie, like $5,000 or $10,000.
Sometimes we see roughly 5 to 10% of the the policy limit in regards to the structure portion that could be applied. But again, you want to make certain that you have that coverage.
Okay. And then just on that point, one of the things I wanted to add on, because you're right, the cost of construction has gone up. And when you insure your home, it's not based on market value, but it should be based on 80% of what it would cost to rebuild the house today. Most people don't realize that those costs are a lot more than perhaps just the market value. But you ought to talk to your agent, and you should have a meeting with the agent at least once a year. But make sure you get what's called guaranteed replacement cost. And your mother always jokes at me the way I specify the word guaranteed, because most people say, yeah, we do have replacement cost coverage, but that's not good enough. You want it to be guaranteed or extended, which means that, God forbid, if you have a major loss, you can collect 125%, 150%, perhaps twice the amount of insurance that you did pay for if you find out that your home was underinsured. So ask your agent about guaranteed or extended replacement cost.
803-0930, that's the number for you to call if you'd like to participate in our discussion with the Papas from National Fire Adjuster. When we come back, we'll tear apart what is essential in a homeowner's insurance policy, what you should know about that. And we'll walk through what the services that NFA provides our community here. If you do have a loss, they give you an extra level of service. We'll talk about that too. Participate by calling in 803-0930, outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. And you can always email me during the week, hammertime@cortese.net. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open as well. Same phone number as our call in, 803-0930. By the way, February 6th is our next cooking class. If you'd like to participate in that, we're going to Milan. We're going to make risotto Milanese, also buco, folks, asparagus Milanese, and Prosecco tasting. That's February the 6th. Go to cortese.net and register yourself. Jerry Clemente is our chef extraordinaire. Our cooking class at our Come Home to Cortese Cooking School at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Come by anytime for a brick and mortar tour or check out everything we do online at cortese.net. In March, we're traveling to my family's region of Italy, Puglia, and I'll be there helping Jerry cook that night. We'll be making orecchiette barese and some other family, Cortese family dishes. In the 3rd of April, we're going to Piedmont. May the 1st, we're going to the Amalfi Coast. And June the 5th, we're bringing everything outside for our pizza workshop at our courtyard. So we're excited about that, too. Check out all of our classes coming up at cortese.net and register there as well. We'd love to have you be part of our cooking school. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Call Cortese, your man for home improvement.
So we always have to ask him where he is now, because he's become a roaming banker as he moves around the community helping you with your mortgage needs. Gabriel Maddalena joins us on the live line. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you today?
Good. So do you have a home base now?
My office is based out of the Snyder office at 4950 Main Street.
Okay.
But I'm able to, you know, go to wherever I need to go to service our customers.
Well, there you go. So we'll mention that's your home base, and we'll go from there. Tell us about your involvement now, your new role in the bank.
So, you know, I've been doing this for now a couple of months now, but I'm the senior retail lending officer, helping everybody across the bank with some great lending opportunities.
Okay. Now let's talk about those great lending opportunities, starting with the fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit with no cost whatsoever at 4.5%.
Yeah, we still have this, you know, going, this great product going. We've had this for a while now, and you know, the fact that there's no closing cost, no application fee, or no appraisal fee makes it really attractive. And it, you know, the flexibility of payment is very important here too, because you can pay down as much as you want, whenever you want. And if you need to access it again, whatever's available to you, you can just pull right from the line of credit and use it for your next project.
You know, in this time when rates are a little unpredictable, you do have an option if you want to get a, kind of like a bridge finance program going.
Yeah, we do offer the ARM product right now. So basically what the ARM is, it's a available in a 5-year variable or 7-year variable. And what that means is that for 5 years, for instance, you're going to be guaranteed a 5.25% rate for the first 5 years.
Well, there
after
you go.
That, and every year after that, it will vary. But at least that buys you some time if you want to refinance or whatever, you know, whatever is going to happen at that point. We also have a 7-year ARM. So if you're more comfortable locking in for 7 years and not having to worry about the rate move, we have a fixed rate of 5.75% right now.
There you go. Still some great rates available through Lakeshore Savings Bank. And you need to give them a call to talk to Gabe directly. What's your number there, Gabe?
716-803-6027.
One more time.
716-803-6027.
For 132 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Lakeshore.
Our whole philosophy in dental care is of a minimally invasive approach where we try to preserve as many teeth that a person has and preserve as much of their natural tooth.
Feel great.
We don't have to grind down healthy tooth structure in order to protect it anymore. We can actually remove the unhealthy structure or filling and bond in a onlay that's tooth colored just as strong as your tooth.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
The more tooth that we can preserve, the stronger that tooth is. And that's the crux of what we do.
Once you do a crown, it's always going to be a crown. If you do an onlay or an inlay, something that we talked about, the minimally invasive portion, you still have healthy tooth structure to work with. I'm Dr. Ellen Bossler.
And I'm Dr. Bernie Colbert. Call us today at 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
That's 634-1234.
Feel great.
Rob Ray here for the Financial Guys Home and Auto Insurance. If you feel like your insurance company is running up the rates on you, now's the time to let the Financial Guys put a stop to it with a 14-minute insurance rate check. The Financial Guys will shop over 25 companies to get you the right coverage at the best rate for your home, auto, and business insurance. Get your insurance rate check today. Call 855-TFG-AUTO. That's 855-834-2886.
Crosby's stores are partnering with the Patricia Allen Fund, benefiting Oshai Children's Hospital. Stop in at your favorite location, where 17 cents of every awesome official mafia pizza slice and a penny per gallon at the pump is a difference-making donation. Visit a nearby Crosby's with over 85 locations throughout New York and Pennsylvania. Your hometown choice for signature fresh pizzas, subs, breakfast, on-the-go shopping, and fuel. Your family-owned convenience store, Crosby's.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. If you like, kick back and relax in a recliner. Now is the time to kick back, relax, and save when you shop Town & Country Furniture's selection of 2022 model recliner and lift chair inventory. We're making room for 2023 models. Will the floor sample clearance sale that makes buying a new recliner or lift chair for your home more affordable than ever? Stop in and shop our recliners for the ultimate in comfort and savings. But hurry, our 2022 models are going fast. Remember, Town & Country price matches Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free, and make sure to check out our website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
My dad and grandma had diabetes. Grandma's diabetes was so bad her foot had to be amputated. I knew I'd probably get it too, but I didn't know there was something I could do about it. My healthcare provider told me about the Diabetes Prevention Program. There I learned to make healthier choices and set daily goals to help change my destiny. Support is also offered from other members of my community dealing with the same health issues. It's also covered by Medicaid and Medicare. Join a diabetes prevention program at health.ny.gov/prediabetes.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. When you hear that name, you think, well, epoxy floors, right, Dominic? Yes, you're right. How about a new garage door? Of course. And how about organizing your garage? All those services available at Gorilla Garage Gear. But right now, folks, I've got a special for you. A 15-point garage door inspection for 50% off. That's right. Regularly $69.99. How about $34.99 for you? As a Hammer Time Radio listener, what are they going to do for that price? They're going to check for alignment. They're going to check your door for balance, check the torque, check the rollers, the cables, the springs, the bottom seal, the weather stripping, check all the hinges and the vertical and horizontal tracks, lubricate everything, check your opener, and check your eye sensors too to make sure they're working properly. That's a lot for a low price of $34.99. Give them a call today, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
Go with the flow. 1024 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and the Papas are in studio, Ron and Katie from National Fire Adjusters. Before we go to the calls and to the text board, let's paint the picture as to what exactly National Fire Adjusters is all about.
Yep. So we are... licensed public adjusters. We essentially act as the advocate for the owner, whether it's the business owner, property owner, in dealing with first-party insurance claims. Mm-hmm. So pretty much anything besides liability. We have our own team of building consultants, estimators, as well as contents estimators that put together the insurance claim process in conjunction with the owner in making certain that they receive everything that they are entitled to under the policy.
And how do you get paid?
We get paid a percentage based on what's recovered, when it's recovered, and there are no upfront costs or anything like that for our services.
And is it safe to say that you're going to net more through you than if they were to venture out on their own?
Yes. Yeah, we understand the... complexity of an insurance policy and are able to speak the same language as the insurance adjuster that comes out on behalf of the carrier.
So we want to get into exactly what a good homeowner's insurance policy should have, but I want to get to the people on hold, so we'll get to those first and then we'll get into that discussion. Let's go to Tonawanda and chat with Joan. Good morning, Joan. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. My question is for both you and for the insurance adjuster. My son has a shed that blew off the concrete pad when the storm was happening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like 3 feet off of it. And I was wondering, any suggestion you would have as to how to get it back up and on there, and also what the insurance adjusters would that be covered by insurance?
So let's first determine, what is it built out of?
Not wood.
So it's a metal shed.
Plastic or whatever. Yeah,
metal shed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That should be able to be lifted if it's not damaged in any other way. The weight of that should allow it to be lifted and put back on its footprint. But what if it's a complete loss? Would that be covered? A shed, an auxiliary building?
Yeah, it would, and that'd be covered under almost every homeowner's policy. It's called an appurtenant private structure or an out structure. You get that coverage automatically. So whatever you're insuring the dwelling for, 10% of that would automatically apply to outbuildings.
Because you also have to talk about the contents of that structure, too. Maybe they were damaged in that shift by the wind, too.
Yes, and that's also covered under the homeowner's policy as well. And you're going to have a limit on the contents or unscheduled personal property, but that will apply to any property anywhere on the premises, and it also will apply to your contents off-premises, too, if you have it at another location. But often, from an insurance point of view, if it blew it off the foundation, we'd also take a hard look at it to see if it's no longer in true and like that. It's possible that the cost to repair it may exceed the cost of just building it new today.
Good point.
That's one of the points that we'd be looking at as well.
And that's it relates back to COVID inflation. The cost of everything new today is more, so that does have an impact on the value of the structure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Did he put a claim in, Joan?
Did and put it back on. Are you talking about six strong gentleman or something? It's I think it's like a 15 by 9 by 15 perhaps.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how heavy that would be. That would have to be figured out, but did he put a claim into his carrier?
Not yet, but he's intense.
That may be where to start, don't you think, guys, that he should start with trying to put a claim in?
Yes. Yeah, Joan, because you may end up finding that, like Ron was saying, the damages to the structure or the capabilities of putting it back to where it was and repairing it may end up costing more than what it would to essentially rebuild.
Mm-hmm. Now, on that point, Katie, is it generally the case that adjusters from an insurance company are trying to minimize every claim, or are they really assigned to be more fair about the value of the damage?
I wouldn't necessarily say that they're, you know, trying to minimize, but they're coming out and looking at it from the insurance carrier's perspective. They're not taking closer look sometimes mm-hmm. at certain things. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, in dealing with all of these disasters, they are also inundated
right.
with insurance.
So on that point, what about dealing with an inexperienced adjuster? Because that I saw recently with a client of ours whose home was hit by a car, and the visual damage was somewhat minimal in appearance. However, there was kind of a ripple effect from that impact, and there was damage throughout the house that was missed. You know, so an experienced adjuster might have caught that.
Yes, yep. And then also, you know, making certain that they bring in the appropriate experts as well, bringing in an engineer to take a look at the structure as a whole, because with a vehicle impact, you may have the initial damage on one portion of the property and then not realizing that there is yes. extensive damage on the other
exactly.
side as well.
And hidden damage, too, yes. which is even more obscure.
Yeah.
It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. Our interesting discussion with Ron and Katie Papa from National Fire Adjusters will continue right after the news.
Call Cortese, your man for home
improvement. Hey, it's Dominic Cortese here for my friends at Ava Roofing. You know, you hear me talking about them all the time because they do excellent work, and it's really true. And I certainly like it when I see people that do excellent work. We love to make them part of our Hammer Time family. It's important to choose a company that does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, pick the people that fix roofs right. Choose Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate and a project drawing for your roof replacement or repair. 716-343-ROOF. Go to avaroofing.com. You can actually schedule the appointment right there. 716-343-ROOF. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and survived COVID, you may be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
You're not scaling a skyscraper to put the kibosh on a marauder tearing a portal to the multiverse. You just need to be able to conquer a hill without asking your five-year-old for another breather. Maybe you'll even do the big hill they've been heckling you about. That first sign of getting fit is sweet, so savor it. Gain and maintain your everyday strength and conditioning with home fitness equipment from Pachillo's Fitness Gear on Sheridan between Sweet Home and Millersport, the home of FREE free delivery and setup on cardio equipment.
Linda Pellegrino here, introducing Dr. Stephen Novelli. If you're suffering with neuropathy and have pins and needles or burning sensation in your feet, and you've been prescribed a cocktail of medication and there is no relief in sight, Dr. Novelli is here to let you know there is hope. We'd like to invite you as a guest every Tuesday night for a free neuropathy relief treatment and find out how life-changing these treatments can be. 716-45-SPINE to claim your free neuropathy treatment now. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio. I recently interviewed Roxanne Sorensen. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, the largest geriatric care management service in Buffalo. Roxanne and her staff have dedicated their lives and careers to finding solutions for Buffalo area seniors. If you're frustrated and not getting the answers you deserve for your loved one's needs, you must contact Roxanne at Elder Care Solutions now at 823-1476. That's 823-1476. Elder Care Solutions has the answers you deserve.
Hi, it's Janet Snyder. If you have loose dentures and told you don't have enough bone for full dental implants, or you're just unsure if they're right for you, then you owe it to yourself to call Pure Dental for a free consultation. Through advanced techniques, Pure Dental has a 99% success rate. Restore your confidence and your smile with dental implants. Your free consultation includes a 3D digital scan and x-rays. To learn more, visit puredental.com. Pure Dental, home of the forever smile.
I'm Todd Scanlon.
And I'm Brady Scanlon. At Scanlon Jewelers, our artisan jewelers turn your vision into reality.
We can repair or size any piece of jewelry without shipping it out. Plus, battery changes while you wait.
If you need a certified diamond, we have it. If you have a diamond or gold, we'll buy it.
Broken or lost stone? We can work with your insurance company to replace it.
Scanlon Jewelers, 5735 Main Street in Williamsville.
At Scanlon, everything we draw turns to gold.
Do you know how to instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? Well, I can tell you. Natural light and fresh air, that's how. There's a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there is only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Valex offer you natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, folks, they're actually good for your health and well-being. Lenco can help you with Valex skylight options to suit your budget. Just choose one that's right for you, then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Valex. Find out more about Valex skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. Located on Seneca Street in Buffalo, Sheridan in Transit in Clarence, and Sheridan in Delaware in Tonawanda. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer Time.
1037 is Hammer Time. Dominic Cortez along with the Papas, Ron and Katie from National Fire Adjusters, and we're talking about storm damage and what you need to know about your homeowner's insurance policy and what it should cover. Give us a call if you'd like to participate, 803-0930, as we travel to Buffalo and chat with Elliot. Good morning, Elliot. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. Long-time listener here.
Well, thank you, Elliot.
During the storm, I mean, we suffered 42 hours of power outage. And as a result, that took a toll on my property. I live right on the west side, and we were probably the ground zero point blank with this wind.
Mm-hmm.
Suffer some roof damage, suffer a shed damage, and a few other things around the property on the exterior. But the hidden damage was when the lines on the direct front of the house where the wind was the most prevalent was where pipes from my radiator heaters froze.
Wow.
And water lines from my kitchen sink froze. But I would like to share with your listeners is, as a homeowner, we have to know what our house, how our house functions.
Very good point.
And with my experience, I knew I had a radiator system, a boiler system, and when the lights finally came on, I noticed that two of my radiators were not heating up, and I said, uh-oh, I might have frozen lines in that area, so let me pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm. Good
and
for you.
As the house thawed out, all of a sudden I heard the gushing of the water through the walls on my upper apartment, which is where I live at. And I said, okay, it's time to take evasive action. Let me go downstairs. Let me shut off the water main line
mm-hmm.
to avoid any more flow in the system.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't know my boiler system per se, as long as I've owned a home. And thankfully for a family member, he came over immediately and schooled me on where the shutoff valve mm-hmm. is for the individual boiler system.
Good for you.
How to drain it. And he told me, nephew, you have to drain the system, because if you don't have
right.
no water, no heating in your system because of the break, you're going to have additional water breaks in your
right.
in your radiator system.
Did you actually end up with a break in there?
We drained it.
Mm-hmm.
We drained the whole radiator system from my second floor apartment to avoid those.
Did you actually have a break, or you just did that to
yes, we did have a break. As soon as I heard the water gushing through one of the walls,
oh boy,
I knew I had a water line break, and so I went immediately and went downstairs, and just to avoid any more water.
Was it a water line break, or was it a boiler line break?
It was a boiler line break.
Wow.
I did have a water line break.
Imagine how you know bad it has to be for a hot water line to be frozen enough to break. And that's pretty severe.
Yeah.
So did you put a claim in?
I did put a claim in. I just got to get, because the contractors are so tied up, there's a waiting list just for them to come into Buffalo to give everybody who suffered damage at least to come in and give an estimate for the damage.
So you mean you're living without heat now?
Fortunately, on the second floor where I lived, I was living without heat, but since I'm a homeowner and I own a property, I own the house, which is a two-family apartment, the downstairs, miraculously, the heating system did not get affected.
Okay, so separate system.
And it was vacant, so I just moved down.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
And I had the radiators running, and I have it a little bit higher just to keep the upstairs apartment from going below the freezing mark to cause even more damage because you got plaster.
Well, of course, my gosh.
Well, in this cold.
I mean, the cost just to remove damaged plaster is just ridiculous. Yeah. So, Ron and Katie, Elliot did a lot to mitigate and minimize the extent of his potential damage, did he not?
Excellent. I just wanted to add, Elliot, congratulations on how you handled it. I think you did a good service to advise people of what you did. But everything that I pretty much heard is covered under your homeowner's policy after your deductible. And if you find you have to move out, that's covered as well. So the insurance company owes in the interim to put you at a hotel or
temporary housing. I have been hearing a lot of people speak about what Elliot just mentioned. Getting estimates at this point has become virtually impossible because of the we continue in the industry to be shorthanded. And then the workload, kind of complicates that even further. So there's a kind of a perfect storm here of trying to get people to respond to claims like this.
Yes, and it's not just contractors that we're seeing, have issues. There are, mitigation companies like ServPro, ServiceMaster, all those companies that are specialized in helping to deal with emergency mitigation services that due to the influx in water breaks and frozen pipes and the exorbitant damage as a result of, are also having, challenges. Obviously, they're trying to get to everybody as soon as possible.
So one other thing, Elliot, about the second floor, what about the water lines on the second floor? Did you shut those off?
The bathroom is still functional, but what I'm doing is, since there's heat coming from the downstairs and the pipes are running on an inner wall, I'm actually making a point of keeping the downstairs apartment a little bit above the heat comfort, just to keep the walls warm. And on the second floor, I'm just leaving a trickle of water,
both
in the kitchen sink.
Exactly what I was going to tell you to do.
In the sink and in the bathroom, both the hot and the cold, because some people forget that you turn on one line, but you forget the other one, and that's the one that the water's not moving in. And that's where the freezing might happen. So I took evasive action and actually made
the
point of watching the weather, watching when is the freezing point, and making sure that those lines still have moving water and at least allowing it to trickle in the bathroom. So in the bathroom.
So in that you're living this nightmare right now, Elliot, let me ask you, let me have you be the guinea pig to this question. When's the last time you researched your homeowner's insurance policy and the extent of its coverage?
About 3 years ago with my insurance policy. I sat down with my insurance representative and we went over everything. I know I have to probably do it again. I've been hearing you guys saying that you have to go once a year.
Well, COVID inflation, if nothing else, COVID inflation needs to be factored in. Do you recommend annual?
Yes. Yeah. In the grand scheme of things, an insurance policy is the least read bestseller. So you want to make certain you know what type of coverages you have and what you don't have before you end up being faced with a disaster.
It's so important, and I bet you it's often overlooked.
Yes.
803-0930, that's the number for you to call this Saturday morning here on WBEN. The Papa's in studio. It's time for our next break. Back with more of Hammer Time Radio right after this. Well, each and every Saturday morning at this time, we look forward to a call from our good friend Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. Why do we look forward to that call? Well, guess what? He's got a special that only you can take advantage of each and every week when he calls in. You know, it is flu season, and we are breathing in indoor air, and we need that air to be as clean as possible. Why is that so important? Well, because if you ignore that, it could lead to more sickness in your home. Cleaning your ductwork is one. Of course, purifying your air, too, with a medical-grade air purifier, and dehumidifying your air, all important in all services available from indoor air professionals. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. So just to put it in layman's terms, what you said was if you have particulate floating in the air, which is the fact, comes from mostly the fact that humans shed 50 million dead skin cells per person per day, those are the transport vehicles for germs and viruses. And of course, by now we are all familiar with germs and viruses. Mm-hmm. They're just taking a little bit different form now.
That's right. So with that said, duct cleaning is a way to purify the air that comes through your heating system. But then the medical-grade air purifier can give you kind of a concentrated cleaning of that air, perhaps in your bedroom.
That's absolutely right. And let's say thorough cleaning, because both Ron and Katie know they've had clients that had a fire, and then they have their ducts cleaned by, you know, a rotobrush or a low-volume air tool, the best that can do out there, gets 40% out, and people still smell smoke. When you use indoor air with a column system, you get 95% out. It makes all the world in the different, or all the difference in the world, and gets people healthy.
There you go. 683-3000. Let's run through the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts.
Okay, here we go. So, first of all, on the duct cleaning, we are still going very aggressive here with 20% off on your duct cleaning. I don't know how long this will last, but right now we're just making sure that we have fine technicians so that we don't want to lose and keep them busy. Number two, the medical-grade air purifier, the one you have, the portable, is 300 off. The whole house one is 500 off. And lastly, we have the compact, which is still at $419. That's not how much it's off. That's what you can buy it for.
Excellent.
And then lastly, 250 off on the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier.
683-3000. You heard Peter. These are only discounts that you can get as a member of this exclusive audience. Give them a call today. Got IAP? Get it today.
Easier with indoor air professionals
for every breath you take.
The best part about taking ZzzQuil Pure Z's Sleep Plus Next Day Energy at night is actually the next morning. I wake up alert with none of the grogginess from taking too much melatonin. Pure Z Sleep Plus Next Day Energy is a bilayer tablet with immediate release melatonin and extended release B vitamins to help me fall asleep naturally and wake refreshed. It's my secret weapon for a great night's sleep and a great morning.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Can't beat that.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies. Sleep better, wake your best.
The rules around marijuana use are changing, but it's still a crime to drive under the influence. If you've been accused of driving while impaired by drugs, Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice.
Hi, I'm Arthur Pressman. If you've been accused of using marijuana and charged with a DWI, call me right after you're arrested. You need an experienced trial attorney with over 35 years' experience on your side. I will fight for you in court to ensure you get the justice you deserve.
Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice. Visit tickettojustice.com for details.
Perfection, diet, and no.
Those three words are going to be replaced with lifestyle, moderation, and realistic goals. Hi, I'm Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. We will make this change together in 2023. I'm offering $1 to start on all three memberships. Instead of perfection, Catalyst will get you started with a complimentary workout or class and help set up a weekly schedule for realistic goals, only $1 to start. Instead of diet, ask our certified trainers on how to eat foods that are good for you and not so good for you, and still hitting your goals, only $1 to start. Instead of no, let's say yes to working hard on our goals and also enjoying going out with our friends and family with no guilt, only $1 to start. Catalyst is in for the long haul. We continue to remodel and add the newest equipment and classes. Catalyst is your local club to get you into your best shape physically and mentally. Go online to CatalystFitnessBuffalo.com or stop into one of our seven locations,
including our newest location on Colvin and Tonawanda.
Catalyst Fitness. Activate your life.
It's Bowerly. There's nothing better than the warmth and comfort of a wood-burning fireplace, but some people forget about the importance of an annual chimney sweep. Make sure you start out safe with a chimney sweep and scan from AAA Timberline. Call AAA Timberline today. Get special start-out-your-season pricing on their CSIA-certified, non-intrusive, non-invasive chimney service. Keep your house cozy and safe with a chimney sweep from AAA Timberline. AAAtimberline.com. Schedule your service today. AAAtimberline.com.
Happy New Year, Buffalo. I'm Natalie Newman from Riverside Men's Shop.
And I'm James Newman from S&E Jewelers.
Join us now as we celebrate with our 105th annual winter clearance sale. The entire store is on sale, up to 50% off, in stock and special orders, still with free alterations. We're fully stocked with our new outerwear, scarves, gloves, all to keep you warm and looking good this winter. And congratulations to the newly engaged. Call us to learn how your groomsmen will own their suits for the price of renting, while the groom suit is free.
And at S&E, we celebrate 75 years of making memories with you for engagements, wedding and anniversaries, birthdays, or your special Valentine. Our custom design team can create a special piece to pass on for generations. This month, we celebrate January birthdays with 50% off all garnet jewelry. Stop in today.
Riverside Men's Shop.
And S&E Jewelers.
Because of you, the legacies continue.
When we use energy more efficiently, we don't just save energy, we save money too. And with National Fuels Conservation Incentive Program, we can do that in a really big way. Residential and commercial customers can access rebates simply by installing energy-efficient equipment in their home or business, which saves energy in the present and saves money for your future. With your help, we can fuel tomorrow today. Learn how much you can save at fuelingtomorrowtoday.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hammer time. 10:52 is Hammer Time, and it's cloudy and chilly out there. 20 degrees in Buffalo. Good morning. Dominic Cortese and the Papas in studio, Ron and Katie, father and son, father and daughter team at National Fire Adjusters. It's a family affair at NFA, just like it is at Cortese Construction.
It's exactly right. We're in our 100th year. My grandfather started it, Katie's great-grandfather, and three of my daughters are in the business now. And our grandson is looking to help revolutionize some of our software within the company.
Awesome.
as he's going to high school. So it's kind of neat to...
You need the young blood to tell us what we're doing wrong.
Okay. Exactly.
And they're not bashful in doing that.
Yeah.
Grandpa, this is antiquated. I'm going to modernize it for
you. There you go.
So you go have at it.
Knock yourself out.
Have at it. Yeah. Have at it.
Texter Frank in Williamsville is writing a great question. Why shouldn't I get the cheapest coverage available? I've owned my house for 36 years, never made a claim, any damage, I just fix it. Windows, doors, roofs, why bother? What do you think?
I would say that point, Frank, you're lucky. If you haven't had a large claim, then good for you. But unfortunately, at NFA, we see people that have sizable claims. If they don't have the right insurance, they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't cost that much more to obtain the right insurance. Especially, like I said, that guaranteed replacement cost can cost you a very small amount of money. Having an all-risk policy versus named peril is very important. If you're in an area where perhaps you're liable to have flood, to have that coverage as well. Also, just a hint, when you're reporting a loss and you had a waterline break, don't report it as a flood. Because the agent might look at your policy and see you don't have flood insurance, which is water from the ground up.
Mm.
What you want to tell them is you had a water pipe break.
Sure.
Because that's covered under almost all insurance policies, depending on the facts. You also have to be careful to maintain heat in the property as well. So if you do leave the home for a while or you go to Florida, have somebody check your house at least once a week, you should get a remote thermometer that can alert you when the heat is down. Because it is a warranty in the policy that you do have to maintain heat if a water line breaks and
sure.
you only have coverage under the policy.
Is there any place that a homeowner could go to have an impartial review of their policy to make sure they've got the right coverages without being concerned that someone's going to try to sell them something?
Yeah, well, usually your agent or broker is always the first person to go to. They should be able to give you an in-depth
But they want
review.
To sell you more coverage, don't they?
Yes and no. But knowing what you don't have could actually end up costing you more if you don't have the proper
Good
coverage.
Point. Let's go to Ransomville and chat with Marlene. Good morning, Marlene. You're on WEN. Hey, Marlene, are you there? Well, she had a question about a tree on her property. Apparently, maybe it was storm damage. Yes, Marlene, we're just about to hang up on you. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
We can.
Okay. Yes, I had a tree go down. It's right on the property line of both my house and my neighbor's house. I was wondering, how does that work? Would my insurance have to cover it? Both of our insurance cover it?
So or just... Is it literally on the line? Does the line go through the tree?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So generally, trees are, if they don't do damage, there's no coverage, correct?
All depends why. If it's by a windstorm, normally then the tree is not covered under the policy. But if it burns or if a vehicle hits it or that, then it would be covered. But in your case, did the tree damage your building, did you say?
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back.
Oh, sorry about that. Go ahead and answer that.
No, it just fell in the yard. It was just in the backyard. It just fell down. It didn't hurt anything or damage anyone.
Okay, well, the cost of having the tree removed would be covered under your policy. It's going to be limited as to how much it would cost after your deductible to have it done. If it did damage buildings, that would be covered under your insurance policy as well.
So the tree removal would be covered?
Yes, yes.
Okay, interesting.
Yes.
All right, Marlene, good luck with that.
But
thanks.
Would it be covered under mine, or would it be covered under my neighbor's because it's on his property?
All depends who owns it. So if it's your neighbor's tree, it should be covered under his property. If his policy won't respond, then yours would because it's now on your property. But keep in mind, it's after your deductible. So the question is, how much is the cost really going to involve?
Is it true, Marlene, that you don't know whose tree it is?
That's right. We don't.
Because the line goes through the tree.
If the tree is down, you don't know who owns it. It's your neighbor's tree. It's your neighbor's tree.
All right. Well, try that.
Maybe
and
you
see
split
what
it. Maybe you want to split it and be a good neighbor.
Could that be possible to put a claim in on both policies
for half or whatever?
Yeah.
No, not for both.
Yeah.
For each one.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Then they'd be able to apportion it.
So sure. There you go.
Good point.
I would even check with your neighbor to see if you guys possibly have the same insurance carrier, because then really what difference would it make?
Good point. Yeah. Great question. Thanks, Marlene, for calling in. Let's go to Wheatfield and chat with Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're next.
Good morning. Question. Is the homeowner's insurance going to be affected by people that have electric cars because of the fires that those cars have created?
We know of an example. I actually had a buddy of mine on who the Papa's helped with his claim, who lost his house because of a lithium ion fire from his electric car. So, great question. What do you see happening to premiums based on electric cars charging in the garages?
I haven't heard of that happening yet, but if it is occurring more and more, it's going to cause rates to go up because they're going to have a higher frequency of insurance claims and a more or less of an increase in hazard, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But I see that happening over the years. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've talked to one fireman in the city of Buffalo. He says they've had quite a few of those, but apparently it's one of those things that the media doesn't want to cover.
No, we're also handling losses in Florida, and there were automobiles damaged by the hurricane that got salt water in them. And now they've got to keep all the cars at least 12 feet apart of each area, because once one catches on fire, it spread to others. But they've got electric cars that were damaged again by salt water, and 3 or 4 weeks later or a couple months later, they would just spontaneously combust. And there's quite a few towing companies that just won't even handle those vehicles because of the volatility.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
Understood.
All right. Texture writes, do claims result in an increase of insurance premium?
Not single claims. You can have a very large claim, and it might not necessarily affect your premium. It's more so quantity. Generally, it's the rule of three. Three insurance claims or more, you'll be more apt to be put into a high-risk pool.
Okay. So if anyone listening to us have had a loss from the storm and they'd like to reach you, how would they do that?
Sure. They can call our office at 1-800-777-3333.
Okay, and the website?
NFA, that's nationalfireadjustment.com.
Okay, Ron and Katie Papa, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Dominic. We enjoyed it very much.
Very good. We'll have you back again soon. Have a great week, everybody. Go Bills. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.